The huge void containing our Earth, the sun that warms us, and the moon and the stars that twinkle in the night sky is known as the universe. But how big is it? This will give you an idea. You may think that the area from one end of the city you live in to the other end is very large. Some of you may have traveled from one end to the other of your country, and you have seen how big it is. Some of you may even have traveled to far-off countries. But do not forget, even if you have gone all around the world, the distances involved are still nothing compared to the vastness of the universe. The space occupied by the Earth in the universe is no bigger than a grain of sand. But how did this giant universe come into existence? In the past, people knew very little about the heavens. The equipment necessary to study the skies was nowhere near as advanced as it is today. That meant that people had very wrong ideas about how the universe first came into being. The worst of these was the idea that the universe had existed forever. In other words, before anyone had been able to study the heavens in depth, various ignorant people said that the universe had no beginning and that it had been in existence for all time. What a ridiculous idea that is, isn't it? Yes, it is ridiculous to claim that the universe had no beginning. Your home or your school were built at a certain time. Your mother, father, and you yourself have birthdays. In other words, everything, living or otherwise, comes into being at a specific time. The universe had a beginning too. This shows that there is an almighty creator who made the universe out of nothing. That creator is Almighty God, who created us and everything else. The first person to prove that there was a moment when the universe was created was the astronomer Edwin Hubble. He had an enormous telescope. One day in 1929, when he was looking at the sky through the telescope, he realized that the stars were moving. That was no ordinary movement. The stars were constantly moving away from one another. A universe in which everything was moving away from everything else meant a universe that was constantly expanding. It is just like the way a balloon expands when you blow it up. The fact that the stars are constantly moving away from one another shows that they were all together at the very beginning. Do you wonder how that could be? If we could run time backwards, we would see the stars moving closer, back towards one another. That would continue until the whole universe eventually met at a single point. If we went back even further in time, even that single point would disappear. Taking that as their starting point, scientists calculated that 15 billion years ago, all the matter in the universe was concentrated in a space no bigger than a pinhead. How did that tiny point suddenly begin growing? Let's have a look. The universe was created billions of years ago when that tiny point exploded. Lots of fragments were given off and spread off in all directions, constantly moving away from one another. They began to build the universe and the heavenly bodies in it. This explosion that represented the beginning of the universe was given the name Big Bang. However, there is one very interesting mystery here. Explosions are always harmful. Think of a volcanic eruption. Such explosions spread total chaos, with houses being destroyed and trees uprooted. The explosion we know as the Big Bang was far more powerful than billions of volcanoes all put together. But, unlike all other explosions, this one gave rise to the universe. Our Earth, which has been specially prepared for us to live in, also appeared in the wake of that explosion. How could such a perfect order have come about after the Big Bang? Isn't it wonderful? The answer to that question is obvious. It was God who created the universe out of nothing in a huge explosion. And, of course, it was God who built the perfect order in it. The order in the universe is proof of the power and knowledge of God. God tells us about this in our sacred book, the Quran. God created the heavens and the earth with truth. There is certainly a sign in that for the believers. Our solar system consists of the Sun, 8 planets, and their 165 known moons surrounding them. The empty space around them contains a large number of comets and asteroids. The biggest of all these heavenly bodies is the Sun, the center of the solar system. The 8 planets that make up part of the solar system are constantly turning, both spinning around and moving in order around the sun. These planets, from the closest to the sun to the farthest away, are called Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. Every planet in the solar system has its own different features. Some of them are hot enough to melt metal. Others are freezing cold. Some planets consist entirely of gas. Some are tiny planets, no bigger than our moon. Let's all go on a voyage through the solar system and have a look at the sun first. Okay, kids, are you all ready? Let's go then. The sun. The sun is the largest body in the solar system. It is exceedingly hot and consists of burning gases. Explosions like millions of atom bombs going off take place the whole time on its surface. These explosions throw up giant flames 40 or 50 times bigger than our Earth. The sun is like a huge ball of fire that gives off enormous heat and light from its surface. Space, however, is pitch black. Our Earth is a heavenly body in that blackness. And no other heavenly body in that darkness, apart from the sun, can warm and brighten our Earth. Were it not for the sun, it would be permanent night, and everywhere would be covered in ice. Life would therefore be impossible, and we would not exist. The heat given off by the sun is very high during the summer, and yet the sun is millions of kilometers away from the Earth, and only 0.2% of the heat it gives off actually reaches the Earth. Since temperatures on Earth can be so high, even though the sun is so far away, what can the temperature on the sun itself be like? The temperature on the surface of the sun is 6,000 degrees Celsius and 12 million degrees Celsius inside it. God has created the perfect distance between the Earth and the sun. If the sun were just a little bit closer to us, then everything on Earth would dry up and burn. However, if it were any further away, then everything would be covered in ice. Either way, of course, life would be impossible. Polar regions, which receive less heat from the sun, are permanently covered in ice, while equatorial regions, which receive more, are always hot. However, this difference in temperature between the poles and the equator leads to a moderate climate on the Earth as a whole, and thus to a climate capable of supporting life. This is one of the countless signs of God's love for us. If He had not created the ideal distance between the sun and the Earth, life on Earth would have been impossible. If the sun were any larger or any smaller, or if it were any closer to or any further away from the Earth, it would be impossible to live on our planet. However, God has created the sun, the Earth, and the order in the solar system in just such a way as to allow us to live in comfort. Another verse from the Quran tells us how the sun and the moon are always moving at God's command. He has made night and day subservient to you, and the sun and moon and stars, all subject to His command. There are certainly signs in that for people who use their intellect. Mercury. Mercury is the closest planet to the sun. That also makes it the hottest. The most interesting thing about Mercury is that it spins very slowly, at more or less the same speed as it moves around the sun. By the time Mercury has orbited around the sun twice, it has only revolved around its own axis three times. Because the days and nights on Mercury are so long, one side of the planet is burning hot, while the other is freezing cold. That is why there is a temperature difference of about 1,000 degrees Celsius between night and day on Mercury. Venus. The next planet we come across as we move away from the sun is Venus. After the sun and the moon, Venus is the brightest heavenly body in the sky. Venus is burning hot. It has volcanoes on its surface that are constantly erupting. Temperatures on its surface are as high as 450 degrees Celsius. That is enough to melt some metal. Another feature of Venus is its thick atmosphere, consisting of a dense layer of carbon dioxide. There are also layers of acid several kilometers thick in its atmosphere. That means that there is a constant stream of deadly acid rain on the planet. If we could step onto the surface of Venus, we would die on the spot. The Earth. The blue planet we see after Venus is our Earth. Which is the only planet whose surface permits anything to live on it. Mars. Mars is a dead planet like all the others except Earth. Nothing can live on it. There are a number of reasons for this. First, the atmosphere on Mars is toxic, and it has a high level of carbon dioxide. Second, there is no water on the planet's surface. Third, The temperature on Mars is approximately minus 53 degrees Celsius. And fourth, there are very powerful winds and sandstorms on Mars that last for months at a time. Jupiter. We have now arrived at Jupiter, the largest planet in the solar system. Do you see how small the Earth looks? We might like to stop and have a rest here, but that is not possible. Why? This is because Jupiter is a giant ball consisting of gas, and there is no firm land on it. The diameter of Jupiter is 11 times greater than that of the Earth. Earths could fit into Jupiter. Observers on Earth have known for the last 300 years that there is a large red spot on the surface of this giant planet. In recent times, it was realized that this red spot is nothing more than a storm, the size of two planet Earth. In other words, Jupiter is a planet with no firm land on it, with huge storms that last for hundreds of years, and on which nothing can live. Saturn. Saturn is best known for the rings around it. It is the second largest planet after Jupiter. These rings consist of gas and bits of rock. The temperature of this planet is too low for living things to survive. It is minus 178 degrees Celsius. If Saturn were to fall into a sufficiently big ocean, it would immediately return to the surface and start floating. Yet it is large enough to hold 750 of our Earths. So how could it float on water? That really puzzles me. The reason that Saturn could float is because this planet consists entirely of gases. It could float because it is very light. Uranus. Uranus is the third largest planet in the solar system. Its surface temperature is around minus 214 degrees Celsius. In other words, it is so cold we would freeze in just 1 second. Nothing could breathe in its atmosphere because it consists of poisonous gases. Neptune. The next planet we come to as we move along through the solar system is Neptune. The diameter of Neptune is 4 times larger than that of the Earth. Its atmosphere, made up of gases, would be poisonous to us. Very powerful storms also rage on the planet's surface at speeds of up to 2,000 kilometers. This planet is very cold, with a surface temperature of around minus 218 degrees Celsius. Everything we have seen so far points to one very important fact. Apart from our Earth, none of the planets in the solar system are capable of sustaining life, and each is a dead and silent body. Our Earth, on the other hand, is a brightly colored planet with everything necessary for life. with its bright green forests and deep blue seas. It looks really beautiful from space. God has created our world in such a way that we human beings and other life forms can all live on it. This fact is set out in the Quran, revealed by God as a guide for us. It is He who made the earth a couch for you, and the sky a dome. He sends down water from the sky, and by it brings forth fruits for your provision. Other heavenly bodies in the solar system include comets, asteroids, and meteorites. Comets consist of frozen gases and dust. They sometimes begin orbiting around the sun. A comet starts to evaporate as it approaches the sun, under the effect of the sun's heat. A bright light appears as a result of this evaporation. Asteroids are huge rocks in space. They are generally found between the orbits of the planets Mars and Jupiter. Some asteroids are truly enormous, with diameters of up to 1,000 kilometers. Meteoroids are small rocks or combinations of rock and iron that break off from asteroids or comets. Meteoroids occasionally head towards our Earth. As they enter and pass through the atmosphere, however, they are heated as a result of friction and thus cease being a danger. They appear as a streak of light as they burn. These are known as meteors. Nevertheless, some meteors do not vaporize entirely, and they actually strike the ground. These meteors that survive and hit the ground are known as meteorites. When meteorites hit the ground, the damage they do depends on their size. For example, one huge crater was formed when one meteorite fell to Earth. Our world is always at danger from these. However, God protects us against this threat. The burning effect of the atmosphere is so powerful that almost all the meteors entering the Earth's atmosphere burn up in it. This is just one of the countless examples of God's love and compassion for us, and of His protection over us. God has created the giant galaxies, stars, and planets in complete harmony. And of these, He has made the Earth a special home for human beings and other living things. This blessing of God's is revealed as follows in the Quran. God is He who created the heavens and the earth, and sends down water from the sky, and by it brings forth fruits as provision for you. And He has made the sun and moon subservient to you, holding steady to their courses. And He has made the night and day subservient to you. He has given you everything you have asked Him for. If you tried to number God's blessings, you could never count them. Never forget that it is God who allows us to live in this giant universe, and it is He who protects us against all dangers. That is why we must always give thanks to Him.